بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيكتي لا لسن جي something which is very very important, and I was asked, I'm making it clear, I was asked to speak about it. I want to just check that female button is off there. And that is that we must be clean. What we must do? We must be clean. And we must not be such that we are emanating bad odors. Bad odor, bad smell that is coming out from us. When we come to the masjid, for example, and we have to be performing our salah, then now the person next to you is reading salah, but he can't concentrate because he can smell onions. What he can smell? Onion coming out from your underarms. See? So, we are not, we are Muslims. We are mu'mins. We are those who remain clean, stay clean. Yes, there are some days that it is very hot and we played soccer and we became sweaty. Now we are smelling. We all smell. Everybody smells. So now we must take cognizance, understand that I'm smelling. Understand? I am smelling. I can't be just sitting next to anybody and going to in any company with me smelling. It's embarrassing for myself. It gives off a bad picture about myself. Self-integrity. You're supposed to have self-esteem, self-respect. You don't want people to think, hey, see this fella. He comes over here, hey, please put some spray in the room because this person is smelling. Yeah? When we were in madrasa, one boy, I don't think he realized he has to have a bath. Yeah? For 2 weeks, he had no bath. See? Imagine how he was smelling. But he was a big person too. We couldn't tell him anything. We were small. So we had to write a note on his desk saying, please, bye. We can't take it anymore in the class. We can't learn. We can't think. Because our brain is paining, smelling you. See? So, we must understand that we got others that are trying to do something, do some work, but you are causing them taklif. You are causing them harm, difficulty, because you are giving us such a bad smell. Gee. So that is a smell that is coming out from under your arms, perhaps. A smell that is coming out from your body. Then also, a bad odor that comes out from the mouth, because we don't brush our teeth. We don't brush our teeth. Brush our teeth in the morning when we wake up, before going to sleep at night. Now these are all good habits that we need to bring into our life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he so much encouraged the usage of the miswak that he wanted to make it wajib too. Compulsory. But obviously he didn't want to make it hard for the ummah. Jee? To use the miswak. What's the miswak, Shabir? Huh? Wooden stick. Why do you use the wooden stick? They roll, make roti with it. Huh? Wooden stick. The twig from the tree. Okay? Which we use and it is sunnah. As-siwaku madharatun lil-fam wa mardatun lil-rab. It is something to cleanse our mouth, and it's also something which makes Allah Ta'ala happy. You got a good smell coming out from your mouth, then you can read Quran, you're reading your salah, the malaika don't run away from you. But if you got a bad smell coming out from your mouth, then the malaika run away from you. Okay? So we have to be conscious that I'm a Muslim, I'm a mu'min, and at-tuhuru shatrul iman. Raja. Read the word Raja. Every day we tell you the same thing. Sufyan. See. So, be conscious. Now you're going there, sometimes you have a non-Muslim teacher, sometimes you have non-Muslim people around you. Say, look at this Muslim. They won't say, look at Ismail or Junaid. What they'll say, look at this Muslim. What the religion teaches them. What the religion teaches them. So you're not giving yourself a bad name, you're giving the entire Islam a bad name. See? So we are the ambassadors, we are the khalifas, we are the representative of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's deen. What we learn, we must bring in our life, must implement, must stay clean. See? Our hair also. See? You want to have this funny kind of hairstyles as we spoke about it before. See? We must comb our hair and have the right hair, how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wants us to have. Gee. And also, our kurta, when you come to school, if we don't have an iron at home, then if you know that we're gonna come to school using the kurta the next day, take it out, let it hang, try to use our hand, get the creases out. Gee. Wherever you go, try to be neat. Gee. Muslims are neat. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability. We all do that. And we pass the message on to, Lord boys are not here, pass the message on to, inshallah. We'll do that, inshallah. Jee, inshallah.